Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
Paul Skeens, who will be pitching at Wrigley Field or scheduled to pitch Friday in front of Dustin and the Cub fans.
How about Dustin? We found out yesterday on a work trip to Wrigley.
Excellent.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think it's excellent versatility. Why, he's a valuable guy.
Why was he hiding that?
Why would you hide the fact that you're going to do the pre and post game?
Because it was going to become a thing.
I think it's great. I think it's
awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity. I thank Mitch.
Congratulations.
Ryan.
Time now for the inside bit. Pitch
for giving me the opportunity, yes. But a little bit of pressure.
You'll do a terrific job.
I always think of Shakespeare.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
You're there, you're going to do a great job.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again, and most important.
And who knows, maybe that's where your life turns. Just do your role. You don't have to be Zach.
It's time for baseball. Cubs, Pat, Ron, next.
Just do the role they're asking of you and you will do wonderfully.
Or you could go nothing Shakespeare or Tom Thibodeau.
Do your job.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Morning, Chicago.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
That was well done.
Well done, Brandon.
That was
Dustin.
Very fun.
You got us fired up, buddy.
Oh, man. Friday the 13th is going to be his lucky day.
This is it.
Yes.
This is that one day. Here it is.
Morning, Mully.
Upon us. How are you, David?
Doing well.
I'm really shot out of a cannon now. Thank you, Brandon. You know what it was? I think it was Mitch just jumping in with one word there. That was very well done.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's good. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Everybody gets in on the act. I really like the Gene Hackman Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah, of
inclusion.
Course. Yeah.
That's where my mind is at. At least it will be tonight. It wasn't there last night, but boy, this is a fun week. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the weekend should be great.
Yeah.
There's just always good stuff to look forward to. Really interested in the golf. I don't know if you care about it, but I...
Got it. Not going to lie. Yesterday was a lot going on. I didn't have a whole lot of time for the U.S. Open.
But I respect that. But I think that Father's Day with the U.S. Open is one of those like sports holidays that you get used to over the course of time. You know, it's kind of... I don't know. NBA on Christmas before the NFL took over.
Yeah, there's a definite Father's Day hook with the U.S. Open and gathering together in the last round and hoping for some drama. But boy, it's hard for my mind to get there after last night.
Still, that was unbelievable.
Still reeling a little bit over the hockey, of course.
The Stanley Cup Finals are producing legendary stuff.
It is stuff.
It was... Yesterday night was unbelievable because we saw two overtime games. Then you get to crucial game three, and that was the blowout. And not just that, but that was all the penalties and all of the lack of discipline that Edmonton showed. I really felt like they lost their composure. And you just wondered, how would game four go? Crucial game four. And sure enough, Florida comes out.
Sure enough.
And 3-0, David.
That's the dreaded three-goal lead in hockey.
Wow.
The dreaded three-goal lead. And Edmonton.
It was over until it wasn't over.
Yeah,
anymore.
Because they yanked their goalie, made a choice and a change.
And he was excellent.
It may have altered the series because, they go to Pickard and he's in there. And it's one of those things where you think, well, they're just trying to get ready mentally for the next game. Get ready mentally.
Right.
Don't you know?
They're going to be now facing elimination in the next how many games it lasts.
Yeah. Yep. And I think that when you look at the way they came back, gradually keep chipping away. Apparently, they had a speech from
Corey Perry. Yeah.
We know Connor McDavid has his way with words, but that was a team that refused to go away. And even with Travis Kelce sitting next to Taylor Swift, next to Wayne Gretzky.
They showed up on a helicopter.
Yes.
They all of a sudden they said, I was actually watching the Cubs, but I was checking in on the Sox and I was aware of what was going on. I was on Twitter and it was like people complaining that they had there was a helicopter landing and that they had like frozen the security.
There are people complaining as people are wont to do.
As they want.
And I think even with Kelce and Swifty and the Gretzky, the most lasting image of greatness came from Leon Draisaitl.
Wow. He set a record.
He stole the show. It was his night. The Oilers win and he goes down in history. Fourth overtime game winner in this playoff series.
In overtime!
Yell as loud as you want.
I would think that if somehow Edmonton were to win the cup, Leon Draisaitl would definitely be named.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Yes. He's going to win the Conn Smythe.
Here we go.
He's going to win the Conn Smythe.
Could he win it without even winning the series?
It's happened before, I believe. But I do think that it
could. Could I get paid on that bet?
Sam Bennett might have something to say about that. I think.
Oh, I know. I'm just
joking. But yeah, it's it was a good pick by you. The broader conversation might be because he still is not scoring the goals at the rate you're used to seeing Connor McDavid score the goals. The immediately post game, it was the conversation of Draisaitl is exceeding.
And he's
past McDavid.
Yes.
It's a fun debate to have in hockey, but it's an unbelievable series now. Best of three as they head back to Edmonton. So you got that going on. You got the Pacers back in Indy tonight.
Yes.
Against Oklahoma City. Huge game. Because
if the Pacers are leading the series, buddy.
I know. And if they get within one game, one victory of celebrating an NBA title, I don't know. I don't know how Oklahoma City wins out.
And you're going to the game, right?
I'm not going to the game.
Well, you're going to the post game.
I'm not going to the post game.
You're going to be at the stadium.
I'll be in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon.
Of tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's an Indiana boy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see Caitlin Clark.
Of course.
Oh, that's right. Yes. She's going to see.
I'm worried about the WNBA ratings and attendance.
You want to help the ratings?
You're there to help.
Sitting courtside to watch Caitlin play the New York Liberty.
I'll be courtside with my phone. I'll be tuned in, so I count as a viewer. Oh, I'm worried about those ratings.
Those ratings are worrisome.
Yeah, worrisome for me. Indy's going to be hopping this weekend. It will be lit, as the kids say.
Yeah, you're going down there to get your sinuses cleared.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, you get that shrimp cocktail at
horseradish and that.
I cannot eat shrimp. You just taught me with that. I just can't eat shrimp.
What is it about St. Elmo's that stands out?
The shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
Thank you. I wasn't trying to attack you.
I'll have the salmon, ma'am.
You could put a little. You could put a little cocktail sauce on the salmon.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
I will actually, and I'm not a big like condiment guy, but okay. I do love that one. Okay. I will actually dip like a French fry in that cocktail sauce. That's
I gotta really tell you, good.
Better than dipping it in ranch,
that,
David.
That's,
no, I don't think so.
I think they sell that cocktail sauce.
Just, Costco.
Yeah, I've seen it at Costco. Here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a certain amount of self-harm that's done. But, I mean, you really do clear out your sinuses.
Oh, no
doubt. But it hurts. It's not like a pleasant, not necessarily a pleasant
experience. It's kind of like the wasabi on your sushi, kind of similar.
I'm not a big sushi guy. I don't like the wasabi either. But yeah, I think that that's a good comparison.
So is this an overall, we're learning things about you. Is this a overall spicy food anti thing?
I'm an open book. I don't,
no, I didn't say you were hiding book. Anything, but I didn't know you. So I didn't know you. No wasabi, no horseradish
like
cocktail sauce. So you're a non-spicy guy.
I'm not a really spicy guy. The only type of spicy food I really would enjoy and do enjoy is Indian food. I really like Indian food, I don't mind if it's a. You know, chicken tikka masala or...
You go medium or hot?
Hot? I'd go maybe hot sometimes. Ooh. Just try, depend on the mood, depending on the setting.
Yeah, I went to the third... I had my first Indian food experience not too long ago, and it was great. And I went to, like, the third. I didn't go all the way. So I went kind of medium hot.
Yeah, that's the way to start.
I would prefer medium. Everything in moderation. But I do believe that Indian food is probably... If I had to choose one, I would think Indian food would be my favorite right now.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like Indian food.
It's your favorite food right mm-hmm. now. I got to tell you, I first had Indian food in England, and I had an unbelievable, maybe the best Indian restaurant I was at was in Dublin.
Really?
Believe that, swear to God.
That's not that hard to believe. You know, in Great Britain, in Ireland,
yes.
the national dish of... Scotland, or not, the most popular is the chicken tikka masala.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you go to a chippy, you know, like mm-hmm. you get fish and chips. If you don't get curry sauce, something's wrong.
Like exactly.
And that's crazy because it used to be drench everything in malt
they
vinegar.
They put curry sauce on things curry like sauce, I put ranch on things.
It is. And Dustin, you would love that as a condiment.
And you go
it's
over what's in it.
Condiment. Curry?
The curry sauce.
Oh, it's just like a bunch of ground up spices.
But is it mayonnaise though?
No, I don't think there's cream? Mayonnaise.
There no, it's more saucy like a barbecue sauce composition.
But it's kind of like a yellowish kind of tan.
Yeah, no, I've seen that part of it. I don't know that was offered like when I had the Indian food that I had in Elmhurst.
Well, the big question, Dustin, though, on this Friday the 13th is what will they be serving in the press box at Wrigley Field when you go there for lunch today?
It's been so long since I have eaten at the press box at Wrigley. I'm talking about, I don't think I've eaten in the press box at Wrigley
Well, you're not required
this century.
To. You don't have to.
Do you have to pay for it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get, back then it was free.
We'll get Bruce
voucher.
To kind of set the scene for you at 7:25.
Yeah.
Bruce will tell you, he's a constant there. He's ever present.
I've told that story, maybe not on the air, but the first time I ever got to go to a sporting event working, I was working at interning at WMAQ, Lawrence and I.
I love this story.
And they said, do you know who Bruce Levine is? This is pre-internet. I'm like, no, I don't. They were kind of shocked and flabbergasted. So they took out a 8x10 black and white of Bruce. They said, see this guy? Uh-huh. Said, see this microphone? I said, uh-huh. Wherever his microphone goes, your microphone goes. Okay.
Wow.
And then I literally was like following him around like a lost puppy to the point that at one point he kind of turned around and looked at me. And it was like, I kind of shrugged my shoulders. And then I kept doing this for like, I got the really great opportunity, a great internship for a couple of years. And then I started up at National and I would still, when I'd go to Southside, a Bears, Bruce was everywhere at that point. He was not just covering baseball. He was covering all sport. Everywhere he went, I would go. Yeah,
boy.
You guys know this because you have people like myself,
and one of the classic ones, Albert Bell,
sure.
As a Indian, now Guardian at the time, hit 3 home runs against the White Sox, and I had never thought about going in the visitors' clubhouse or for audio, and Bruce like left, and I'm like, where is he going? So I went with and followed him out over there. And I got, and they were like, they were like, "Wow, how did you get that audio?" And I'm like, "Oh, sorry, I, you know, didn't say because yeah, you know, you I followed back. Bruce."
You got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one by Bruce.
Wow,
you got to get up pretty early in the morning to follow around Bruce.
Yes, you do, Bruce.
Who are you following today?
Zach.
Okay,
Zach.
Zach won't be doing a lot of.
I don't think I'm going into the clubhouse.
Walking around. Ah, you should go, yeah, you should venture in there.
Last time I was in the clubhouse was you.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You made
that
jokes funny. About how my neck still hurts from looking up at Chris Bryant.
You should go in there.
Beautiful blue eyes of his.
Especially this new. If you haven't been in there since the renovation,
I've not seen
you
the
need
renovation.
To do that. Yeah. You should definitely check that out. You should actually. You should leave here early, and get out there.
I am going to skip transition today. If that's okay.
Oh, hey, whoa.
No,
we're not
doing,
we're not half arson any of our
time. The midday show is over at Gallagher Way today ahead of the game.
They're already there?
Well, I hope not.
Oh, well, they're
otherwise we should just hand off to him after the pick six.
Well, Brendan's got the greatest hits back there that he just keeps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul keeps dropping them in.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Well, Dustin's not going to be here for that. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can manage that last.
So here's my plan. I'm gonna walk to the red line.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk to the red line instead of driving. I'm gonna walk to the red line, do the game, do the post game, and then maybe get like a flight from Yingling or a Mick Ultra. And then take the red line back over here and then drive back home.
It's a long day. It's a long day, Dustin.
You know, like.
It's a very long day. Let me tell you. I've done that.
You can walk up a block.
I've done that double.
Like literally right in front of the building and jump on. You could probably get an express train.
I'll tell you what. How about I take off transition with you and then I'll just take you and drop you off?
Let's make that a threesome.
let's go and we'll just kind of have.
Let that breathe a little bit so Brandon doesn't have to do too much editing there. That's coming back.
Oh, yeah. I believe it was entire.
The train, I'm not exactly crazy about that idea. If I were a.
The red line?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are you going up to Wrigley?
I am not going up to Wrigley. I wasn't planning to.
I can take you to Wrigley. You're not that far out of my way. I want to run up that way.
One of the things, so Dustin Rhodes, executive producer and Illinois Media School professor. Let's call you a professor.
Careful, though. Whatever. Some professors get upset by that.
If you had a student and the student came to you with that plan and the student was, all right, I'm getting this opportunity to do the pregame show for the score at Wrigley Field, I don't think that you would be thrilled if the plan included taking public transportation to get there on time.
Well, the game doesn't start till...
I have 2 hours and 45 minutes until pregame.
Do you want to prepare or do you want to just go half at it? I mean, you want to go into the clubhouse. You want to get some of the context. That's what makes Zach great.
Oh, absolutely. But I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be here for us today.
Well, I appreciate that. You're multitasking.
That's fine.
Nonetheless.
For this superfecta.
I'll get you. I can drive you there by 10:30. How's that?
Sure.
10:40. Well, but you'll have to stay in the
Molly city. Just wants you here for transition.
Oh, that's what means so much to me.
I know. It does. It's the highlight of your show.
It's very difficult. But then
here's the reason. It's after. So I live in the western suburbs. Mm-hmm. So then I would have to leave the game, go up Addison. Mm-hmm. To the Kennedy, which is just a disaster right now. Yeah. Go out to O'Hare, jump on 294 South, which so that's why I'm coming back here to go back home.
You're better off leaving your car here, coming home, getting your car and going.
That's the real reason behind that.
That's good. Good method to your madness.
And plus, all your chores will be completed by the time you're heading back here.
Let's say this. You're going to see a great game. I think a fun matchup. Cubs coming in hot after winning yesterday, one-run victory. Jameson Taillon was great. PCA goes deep. And now it's Skeens and Horton. Love that matchup today.
6.5, David. Skeens over under 6.5. Over. I looked it up right away.
Over.
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 Mully?
Yeah, I guess you kind of, I mean.
Talking strikeouts, not innings,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I guess you'd have to go over that one. But I think the problem is, they want you to go over on that one.
Right. Like we talked about the other day, time we talked about strikeouts, right, and it went under with Skubal last Friday.
Yeah, we knew that was
going to
happen.
I know they want you to, but what do you think is going to happen? How many Cubs do you think he's going to strike out?
Just never do what they want you to do, David.
They're trying to compel me to do.
Never gamble with the public.
Let's keep going. The Cubs are a slight favorite. They're minus 110.
They beat Skeens before.
Right, they're minus 110.
He bleeds.
And the total in this game is 7.
He's human.
Prick him. Does he not bleed?
I think the Cubs can win today because they have beaten him before. That's got to be psychologically an advantage or psychologically something they feel very good about. The last time they played him, didn't they hit 3 home runs off of him?
I think that's correct.
And this is a team hitting the ball out of the ballpark right now. How about PCA? Oh, my gosh. There's a ball 3 feet out of zone. I think I'll hit it. Into the bleachers. Oh my gosh, there's a ball that's like on a golf tee. I think I'll hit it into the bleachers. He hits it wherever.
That was the 9th highest pitch that was a home run this year. He's got like 1 in 2 for the lowest. Does anyone else have that range of home runs?
I don't think I hesitate to call him the best bad ball hitter in baseball. Because
you don't want him doing that.
You don't want him doing that. And
but he's hitting everything.
But he's hitting things that are he's barreling up on fastballs down in the middle of the plate too, and breaking pitch mistakes.
But that one,
he does everything.
That was ridiculous.
It was
the high fastball.
Yesterday's was somewhat ridiculous, and it shows you how a small guy can generate so much power.
It's all his speed, and he's wiry.
He's wiry, tightly wound.
Mm.
Definitely tightly wound. And I guess I have
Speaking of tightly wound, did you know that Dustin's doing a pre and post game?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is doing the pre and post game.
You're kind of tightly wound, aren't you?
For today or just in general?
Just generally.
Generally, yes. I'm looking forward to it. I never, ever, ever thought I would do that. There's a bunch of things I never thought I would get the opportunity to go to and do thanks to this business. Like I'm sure you guys, same way maybe.
No question.
Well, I never thought I'd be doing this.
There you go.
Taking grief from me.
Definitely. You're right. It is. It's an opportunity. It's fun. Something it'll have a lot of fun with. And I think that Zach and Kubo make it fun.
Yeah, I mean, Coom is such a pro that yesterday when I was confirming my typical Thursday afternoon, hey, Coom, looking forward to tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Coom sent back a very nice, welcoming, happy to have you in the booth tomorrow kind of. And that's just that shows you the kind of guy that Ron Coom is.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah, you're going to have fun with it. And, I mean, it's nothing you're not doing. You got your podcast. You're doing the pregame. This is just
what's the weather supposed to be like? 75-ish?
It said my Alexa gave me a notification that it's going to start raining at 11 and it will stop raining by 11 p.m.
No.
So 12 hours of rain? A 12-hour window of possible precipitation.
That's what I was told last night.
I have thought about that, too. Like, if I'm going to do, like, rain delay theater.
Yeah.
If Zach and Ron and I are going to do, like, a three-man show.
Tell your Chris Bryant story. Tell how you met him. And
you're right. You are right, sir.
I'm not. It's not me. It's the computer.
Chance of precipitation.
I'm going to have to text my guy, Billy Weather, over at WGN.
Yes.
Ask him what he thinks. He's got that special radar over there.
Mitch has got a guy that helps.
Yes.
The weather.
Mitch has a guy that.
He's got a.
Mitch isn't here today, so.
I think Mitch, he's always available. I think Mitch has a guy that creates weather. That's how tied in he is.
He knows a guy who knows a guy. That's how well-connected Mitch is.
That's right.
He can tell you what time it's going to start raining and what time it's going to stop. He's better than the sod father. I hope that you get good weather, though, because you don't. This is a matchup, people. Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field is a thing in June, in the summer, during baseball season.
And I think it's like a bucket hat giveaway in the bleachers, which is one of those big ones in the summertime. You know, bleacher only giveaway, 21 and older. And the Bears, Hippolyte told you guys yesterday, the Bears rookies are doing like an outing. So I'm guessing the Bears got
they're
a suite.
The game.
Yep. Bears got a suite, and they're going over to the game.
Are they singing out the singing the stretch?
I'm hoping.
Are they having 40 first pitches? Wouldn't that be great? Just a bombardment.
Let's hope that Colston Loveland isn't throwing out the first pitch. You do not want him hurting his shoulder.
Boy, that you're just being mean.
No, I'm not. That's legit.
He's not allowed to.
He can't throw.
Just throw a lefty.
Shouldn't it be like a center doing it like between the legs? Wouldn't that be fun?
They didn't draft a center though.
No, they signed one.
There's gotta be a young snapper
on that team. Let's have Ozzie do it.
Yeah.
He could probably play center. He plays everything else.
Well, he's on the south side.
Not that Ozzie.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about the new Ozzie.
The bigger, taller Ozzie.
Yeah.
In my best Ozzie. Bigger, taller.
Yeah. That's right. You just we're bringing in Bobby Jenks after that, Dustin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.